All right, Shavuot Tov. We're going to do Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Be'erev kol adam yatu v'yikru. At night, when everyone's saying Shema, right, we're on the topic of Shema, so we say it once at night and once during the day. So when you say it at night, everyone should kind of lean to the side, lie down, and say Kriya Shema. Uvavoker ya'amdu, and in the morning they should stand up and say Shema. Shne'emar, why do we say that? Because the pasuk says, Uvashach b'chav k'mecha, when one lies down and when one gets up. So he takes it quite literally. When you lie down, when you say Shema at night, you should be lying down, and in the morning you should be standing up, uvk'mecha. Uveshil omrim, kol adam korei k'darko. No, you don't need to be lying down or standing up. Everyone should just read wherever they are, in whatever position they're in. Because not only does the pasuk say that you should say it when you're lying down or when you're getting up, but also when you're on your way, meaning to say wherever you are in any position, whatever you're doing is totally fine. Well, im kain, lama ne'emar b'shach b'chav k'mecha. Well, if that's true, then why does it say when you lie down and when you get up? The answer is b'shash b'nei adam shochvim b'shash b'nei adam omdim. It means at the time when people are going to sleep and when the time that people are waking up. But it doesn't mean literally you have to be lying down or you have to be standing up. And we paskin like Beis Hillel, you say Shema at night and in the morning, you can be sitting, you can be standing, you don't have to be lying down at night and standing up in the morning. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ani Yisi Baba Derech. I was on the way. I was on the road traveling. V'hitasi likros, and I lay down to say Kriya Shema. Kedivrei Beis Shammai, just like Beis Shammai said, I physically lay down on the ground. V'sikanti batzmi b'pnei alistim. I actually put myself in danger because there could have been thieves, bandits along the way, and I put myself in danger. I'm lying down. It's much harder to defend myself. Amru lo, so the Chum said to him, Kedai hayisolachu batzmecha, almost as if, like, if you would have been harmed, that kind of would have been on you, right? That you, it's almost like you had it coming. Why she'avartal divrei Beis Hillel? Because you violated the halacha. That's not to say that you're not allowed to go above and beyond if you want for halacha, but you didn't need to. You were. It's almost like a false righteousness. You tried to be extra careful, like Beis Shammai, and to lie down, but that would have been a foolish thing on the way. And don't try to be almost like too frum, right? We pass him like Beis Hillel. You can say it however you want. Don't go out of your way to put yourself in danger in order to do something that you think is above and beyond. That is Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. So this Mishnah is going to talk about that usually in the morning and at night, when we say Kriya Shema, we don't say it by itself. We say Brachos before, and we say Brachos afterwards. We're familiar with that probably with Shacharis, when we start off with Yotzer Or, and we end off with Ahava Rabbah, right? Those are the two Brachos beforehand, and we say Brachos afterwards as well. So Shema is always surrounded by Brachos. The only other thing we need to know for this Mishnah is that sometimes brachos start with a baruch and end with a baruch. Sometimes they just start with a baruch, and sometimes they just end with a baruch. We'll see how that plays out. So b'shachar mevarech shtayim lefaneh v'achas l'acharah. So in the morning we say two brachos beforehand. The two brachos are, again, we start off with Yotzer Or, and then it's a long brach. It ends after Kadosh Kadosh. It ends with Yotzer Me'aros afterwards. And the second brach is Ahava Rabbah, which ends with Habocher B'mo Yisrael B'Ahava. V'achas l'acharah, we say one bracha afterward, which is Ga'al Yisrael, what we say right before Shemon Esrei. Uva Erev, and we say Kriya Shema at night during Mariv. Shtayim lefaneh, we say two beforehand, that's Ma'ariv Aravim and Ohev Mo Yisrael. Ushtayim lecharah, we say two afterwards, we say Goal Yisrael and Shmer Mo Yisrael La'ad. You can just look in the Siddur and see these psukim. Achas Aruka v'achas Kitzara. So one of those brachos is long, and one of those brachos is short. So what does long and short mean? So long means that we start off with a bracha. A long bracha has a bracha at the beginning and at the end, and a ketzara only has a bracha at the end. So, as the Mishnah says, we were just talking about Mariv, one of those brachos is long. We start, if you look at the beginning of Mariv, we start with a baruch, and we end Ohev Mo Yisrael with a baruch, afterwards, the brachos are shorter. We only end with the brachos. Says the Mishnah, Makom Sharmu L'Harech, the times where Chazal say that you should lengthen, meaning you should say a bracha that has a baruch at the beginning and a baruch at the end, ein rashai lekatzer. You can't decide to make it shorter and only say a bracha at the end. Lekatzer, the times where they say to say a shorter bracha, where you maybe start off with a paragraph and then end with a bracha, but you don't start with a bracha, ein rashai leharech. You can't lengthen it. You can't add a bracha at the beginning. Lachtom, ein rashai shlo lachtom. If the end of a bracha, if you should end the bracha with a bracha, you can't decide not to end it with a bracha, v'shelo lachtom. And when they say don't end it with a separate bracha, ein rashai lachtom, you can't decide to add a bracha, essentially saying that the types of brachos that we have are very specific. Sometimes Chazal say you should start with a baruch and end with a baruch. Sometimes you just start with a baruch, and sometimes you just end with a baruch. And there are reasons for that. Obviously, the Mishnah itself isn't going to that right now. I'm happy to explain more when we start and when we end with brachos and when we decide to do all those different things, what those cheshbonos, what those calculations are. But Chazal are saying those are very intentional. When they say at the beginning, these are the brachos that you say, you shouldn't veer off that path. You shouldn't try to get creative and say different brachos or whatever it is, the same thing at the end. So essentially, it's really a charge, I think, that Chazal are telling us, don't try to get creative, actually try to understand what the purpose of these different brachos are, and then it'll be much more meaningful to you. And if you don't believe that there's inherent meanings, then you might start playing around with it, say a bracha before, say a bracha afterwards. No, but it's actually very intentional, and there's meaning and perhaps even beauty to why we start or end or why certain brachos were instituted. All right, see you guys tomorrow.